I, as a South African, and having to watch the news and see what's going on in my country, it is very disheartening. It is very sad and it is very embarrassing. And it's a collective embarrassment for us as a country and also for us as a continent. This is not the first time that this kind of thing has been happening. And what normally happens is like we are very, very quick to turn against each other. There are now, as we speak, there are now retaliation attacks in Nigeria, which is the main country that is being affected. Although they're not only Nigerian nationals in South Africa, it happens to Somalians, it happened to mostly like foreigners, like what we call foreigners. And this is what we all see. This is what is being pretty much highlighted. And we see the reaction of other countries, which is obviously to be expected, right? So as we speak right now in Nigeria, they are looting all the South African shops, the multinationals, like South African corporations, which have expanded into different African countries in the continent. And so it begins again, brother against brother, sister against brother, sister against sister. It is quite sad. It is quite sad. It is a sad moment for all of us. But what we also do not see, or is not effectively highlighted, is the greater part of South Africans who are against this, who are pretty much affected also by this, there's a lot of anger and bitterness from South Africans who are clearly stating that we should focus our energies on what the real enemy. They are foreigners in our country, and not only the African foreigners, but also European foreigners who are actually taking our wealth and bringing it to Europe. So it makes for a debate. It makes for a very interesting debate on how to look at things. There's quite a number of South Africans who are totally, totally against this. And so the web becomes much more entangled. So we have like South Africans against other African nationals. And we also have South Africans amongst themselves, who are like split again into two. The ones are saying, no, they must go. And the other ones are saying, but they are Africans, they are our brothers. Rather, we should focus our energies on that person. But obviously, that's not a concern of anybody right now. But I think it should also be put forth that there is a significant number of South Africans who are totally against this. And right now, as we speak, what is the trending topic right now is say no to xenophobia. And if you look at the comments, if you look at the people who are commenting, they are mostly South Africans. So my message pretty much is to say that, yes, this is happening. Yes, this is happening in my country. Yes, this is, and all the other people have the right to be angry, but there's also the bigger picture. There is also a bigger picture in that strategy of divide and rule has never stopped. We have a crisis in South Africa. We have a president who's selling off our minerals. We have a president whose loyalty is to investors, is to foreign investors. He was caught off guard. He's being exposed. This past week or the last month, the national news in South Africa was about this man. He's got money. He's being backed by European businesses. So they've got money to do almost about anything, even to create chaos. Right now we have this chaos, these xenophobic attacks, these Africans against Africans. And now the looting of our minerals continues unabated. The focus now shifts from the president and his looting ways into these xenophobic attacks. It's not something new. this whole system of creating chaos has been happening, has been used by the superpowers for the longest time. In other African countries, they create a proxy war, like a serious war. But they can't do that in South Africa because there are white people in South Africa. There are Europeans living in South Africa. So a war will not work out. So, but they take advantage of what has transpired before to create a crisis. I know some of you would say like I'm creating an excuse, but it is facts. It is something that we should actually look into. The divide and rule, it works all the time, and it is working again today. This happens in Johannesburg, central, the CBD, the economic power of South Africa. And with all the videos that we've seen, hardly any police present. There's no police presence. And you ask yourself, why? How come? In a crisis, in a national crisis like this? This is the time where the president or whoever's in charge deploys even the army to control and protect the people. But that is not even happening. Our president is even quiet. Yesterday, what was trending, it was like, Mr. President, where are you? We need leadership right now. We need you to send out the army even. But he's not. But the very same president sent out the army, sent out the police to a community, a local community of South Africans. Why? Because they were threatening the mines that are owned by the so-called investors, by the foreigners. And 13 miners got shot, and they were only asking for a better living wage. If he could send an email that commands the police officer to take action against miners, our very own South Africans, and at that time he was not even president. Right now, he's a president. He's got the power, but not a word so far. And I'm not just talking about an official statement from the president, but an action, a tough stance. So my appeal to Africans and to the rest of the world is that we shouldn't fall for this. We shouldn't. It's the divide and rule. It's always better. Every time when we are fighting against each other, it deflects the attention of the looting that happens in our countries. Right now, if the call should be towards that president, why is the president not taking any action? If we can rally around and help us to point a finger to this man and force him to take action or even step down for that matter. We don't know a lot of the internal going ons in South Africa. We only know about, oh, Mandela is great and Mandela is great. But like I said, in the past month, what has been the national issue is the president has been exposed as somebody who is selling off our country, our minerals and everything. 24 years after democracy, the majority of the people don't own land. They still don't have work. And unemployment rate is high. There's a lot of frustration and anger, especially among the people who are idle and not having work. So this is not an excuse, but this is my view of what is currently happening. Take it to heart. Let us not fight against each other. We are all affected. And I don't suppose saying sorry is going to help, but the other side of the story needs to be told. Thank you.